New York and the other cities that lost power are part of the Eastern Electricity Grid. There's also the Western Grid. That stretches from the Continental Divide, with Montana and Wyoming and Colorado forming its borders. And Texas has its own grid. Joining us now from San Diego is NPR's Scott Horsley. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Alex.
Scott, the House Energy and Commerce Committee says today it's going to launch an investigation into the blackouts in the Northeast. How reliable or unreliable is the grid system?
Well, I guess there are probably 50 million people from New York to Michigan who would say it's not reliable enough. In one sense, the grid did what it was supposed to do, in the sense that power lines and power plants shut down automatically to prevent more serious damage, which is why utilities are now able to bring those lines and plants back up fairly quickly. For some nuclear plants, it'll take a couple of days, but we might have had much worse damage had the grid not performed the way it did. On the other hand, the system is supposed to contain these kinds of outages before they spread so widely. So this morning, the head of the North American Electric Reliability Council said he was personally embarrassed by what had happened and that he was going to work to make sure it didn't happen again. We should say probably the council was founded after the 1965 blackout with the goal of keeping it from happening again. They've been pretty successful over the last 38 years, but obviously yesterday was not one of their good days.
Here's some first political comment on this, Scott. President Bush says today that the power failure is a wake-up call. He's here in California on a tour. New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, he was the energy secretary in the Clinton administration, says we're the world's greatest superpower. We have a third world electricity grid. So this is turning into a political issue already.
What a surprise. I had a press release from California's embattled Governor Gray Davis just before 11 o'clock last night, contrasting the experience on the East Coast with California's troubles 2 and 3 years ago, and crowing a little bit that President Bush addressed the crisis from a brightly lit room here in San Diego. So yes, I'm sure there will be people on all sides trying to take political advantage. There will be some who blame this on deregulation. There will be others who call for more investment in transmission lines. I guess I would just say, with regard to Governor Richardson's comments, I've spent a little bit of time in the third world. On balance, I would take the U.S. electric system.
This blackout, here's a question that has occurred to us here. What about this blackout perhaps alerting terrorists to the fact that so many American cities are all connected and they can be blacked out like this, and therefore we're vulnerable?
Well, you know, officials took pains very quickly yesterday to stress this was not an act of terrorism, either physical terrorism or cyber terrorism. I'm not sure that people who want to do us harm need any help in figuring out where our vulnerabilities lie. And I think there's always a little bit of danger in the homeland security business of sort of fighting the last war, even if that war, in this case, power outage, turns out not to be terror-related. I suspect what this really demonstrates is that some of the most serious threats to our power system are homegrown.
Who's offering solutions, and what are they?
Well, every time we have one of these events, we learn something from it. We had a smaller-scale outage in the West back in 1996, and officials learned then that their computer models of how these spread are not very good. Until we really know what went wrong, it's hard to say just what the fix might be. Michael Gent of the Electric Reliability Council said today, if the problem was utilities not obeying some voluntary standards, then language in the energy bill might help because it would give the council some additional authority. On the other hand, if the problem was that those standards were poorly designed because we don't adequately understand how these crises spread, then the energy bill will not help.
Well, that bill is moving through Congress. It's going to be getting a lot more attention now. Thanks very much, NPR's Scott Horsley, speaking with us from San Diego.